how difficult it is to learn to do this and how important it is to learn to ask for help. On top of that, though, what I'm hearing you say is that the only way people can find their way back to each other is to talk about how they're feeling. And it sounds like you're saying, be comfortable saying, you know, I love you, but I'm messed up right now, and that makes me feel uncomfortable. That's hard to say to someone you love or who you hope still loves you, mm-hmm. right?
There are exceptions, and we don't want to overgeneralize saying the only way it is, because there's some people that do quite well with their readjustment issues, and there are some people that have more challenges. But I really want to bring home the point that this is not a sign that they're flawed, like there's something wrong with them, like this is a really major weakness in their personality structure. This is not the case at all. And when I work with my veterans, I normalize. Words are extremely important, but sometimes words can be very frightening and intimidating. And when we look at our people downrange, just even the posturing, the way their physical stance puts off a message, don't mess with me or whatever. And they bring that home with them, and it can be very intimidating to their family members and to their loved ones. But in the war zone, it's essential. It's something that gets people under control, puts people on notice that, wow, this person means business. But our men and women in uniform are oftentimes not aware of how they come across. But words are so important. And if you have a really good foundation, you can start sharing, you know, I love you, but you know what, I'm feeling really disconnected right now. Just give me some time. Several of my Vietnam veterans would say, you know what, if it wasn't for my wife all these years, I wouldn't be here right now. So there is light at the end of the tunnel, and there is an incredible a soothing effect to relationships, but some of them are more toxic than others, and we really have to evaluate this. Is this a toxic relationship? Was this a relationship that was doomed before we even deployed? Because when things are not going well before deployment, well, when you're deployed, things get worse.